right. Hello, it's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Chris and Bowie in for Sarah Dillon today. Will you do me a favor?
What's up?
And remind me as we go into the next break to play the Weekend Geek.
Okay.
Because I haven't played that, and I feel like a tool. All right. Dennis Pritzenbarger from PDXAutoCollect.com and The Fuel Show, which airs on this very fine radio station, Saturdays 9 to 11. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. I'm getting ready for Turkey Day. A lot of eating.
Why do people call it Turkey Day?
Because that's all you do is eat turkey. I could call it Stuffing Day because that's what I'm going to be doing.
It's like calling Christmas Xmas.
No, that I don't do. That I do have a problem with. I agree with you bringing that up.
It makes the baby Jesus cry.
Yes, that's true. And that and... No, wait. That's a different thing. When you break...
You know what else makes the baby Jesus cry?
What?
You poke him with a real sharp stick.
Doesn't it make angels cry? Or no. If you break a Christmas ball that rips the wings off an angel or something, I don't know, something like that.
Moving on, it's 503-733-2970. In just a moment, we'll do some car trivia for morons. Please now to be calling. Scotty, we're going to take caller 5 for this. At 503-733-2970. We got a copy of The Onion's new book, Destined for Destiny, the pseudo-autobiography of George W. Bush. We will be doing car trivia for morons for that here in just a moment. It's 503-733-2970. In the meantime, Paul, you're on The Rick Emerson Show. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Rick.
What's up?
Hey, you need to go camping with us someday or some of my friends. I mean, we don't miss out on anything.
This sounds like the beginning to some sort of like a Bill Curtis A&E special that's going to end with me in little baggies in your freezer.
No, man. We have satellite TV. We have a 42-inch big screen we take with us, surround sound.
How does this qualify as camping?
Because we're in an RV, man.
that's not camping.
Yeah.
Seriously. How can you get away from it all if you're sort of bringing it all with you?
That's like a house.
Dude, the hell that I want to get away from it. I'm just moving it.
Are you just trying? That is a fair point. I don't really have a comeback to that. Let's be honest. We're men here. Are you just trying to get away from your wife? And it's easier just to take the house with you and leave her behind? Is that kind of what you're trying to accomplish here?
No. She goes with us sometimes, unless we're hunting.
So she knows her place.
Well, you got to have somebody to wash the dishes.
Bam! There you go.
I got a dishwasher, so.
Okay.
And a washer and dryer.
All right, then. Okay, so this is you're sort of basically camping at, like, the Crown Plaza. That's kind of what this is like camping is.
Kind of. It's a 40-foot converted bus, yeah, so.
Yeah, that really is not like your dad's camping, so. All right, excellent.
Yeah, well, my dad had a 28-foot RV, so I just upped it.
It runs in the family, then.
Okay. I like the way he just wants to move the stuff. That's like me running an extension cord across the street to Mount Tabor Park and saying, yeah. Okay, I'm...
Totally, I'm roughing it today. All right.
Well, you know, I'm like, 100 miles from civilization. I just bring it with me.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
If you have more than 100 stations where you camp, that does not qualify as camping.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well,
all right.
If you want to get away from it, you take the ATVs off the trailer and, go out in the woods.
All right. Let me ask you this. You got big plans for Thanksgiving?
No.
Are you going to be, we're going to be here tomorrow doing our very fine radio program live as we do every Thanksgiving.
I shall be listening.
Thank you.
And if anybody really wants to know, traffic already sucks because the amount of time I was on hold, that's how long it took to get from Albany to Salem.
Damn. All right. Well, thank you for holding, sir.
You bet, man.
All right. You call us anytime. There you go. That's Paul.
All those people waiting to go camping somewhere.
Yeah. Seriously. All right.
In the middle of November.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Okay. Should I be? All right. Let's see. Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
Hey, my name's Jesse.
Jesse? Really? Hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. Okay, I'm picking up the other line. Who is this?
This is Jesse. No, I'm the one with the car question.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay,
I was the one that needed a brother getting punished.
Oh, good God Almighty!
Want me to punish your brother?
Wait. Okay, let's stop now. Stop, everyone. Okay, Jesse with the car questions.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're still going to be Jesse. The other Jesse that I picked up first.
Yeah.
Okay, you're now Ted, just for the purposes of this phone call, okay?
Just for contrast.
Okay, let's test. Ted? No, see, that's a test. When I say Ted, you got to say yes, because you're Ted for the duration of the call.
Fantastic, okay.
All right, Ted?
Yes.
All right, hello, thank you, okay. Ted, you are, thank you for calling. Here's the deal. You need to do nothing here. All you have to do is hang tight, sit there. Dennis Pitts and our partner and I are going to be playing auto trivia for complete effing morons. Dennis will be playing for you. I will be playing the devil's advocate against you. Jesse will be quizzing us on all things automotive and automotive shot through with pop culture. If Dennis is victorious, you, Ted, will win a copy of the new Onion book, Destined for Destiny, the pseudo-autobiography of George W. Bush. If I am victorious, you will will win nothing but endless shame and misery. Okay? Ted? Oh, for the love of God. Ted/Jesse.
What? No, I'm not Ted. Hey, Misty Shore owns the Comedy Store, by the way, right?
Thanks. Thank you.
No,
okay, Jesse with the automotive questions. Hold on for a second. Ted?
All right.
Jesse, number two?
Ted?
Oh, God. Do I have to take another call and go through my spiel again? All right.
I would highly recommend
Jesse with the car questions. I'm putting you on hold. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
All right. Okay, Ted? Gone.
Is this online, whatever this is, the last line here? Is this Ted, Jesse again?
All right, Jesse used to be Ted. Hello, Ted, Jesse?
Yes.
Okay, what's your deal? What are you doing over there?
I'm driving along.
Okay, did you hang up?
No, it's cell phones. What are you going to do?
All right, okay. Well, now stay there. Okay, Jesse?
Yeah, my head hurts.
No. You are Ted. When I say Jesse, don't answer. When I say Ted, you are Ted for the purposes of this call. Ted?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, Jesse?
Yes.
All right. Jesse, you are going to quiz Dennis and I on all things automotive. Ted, just stay there, okay?
I've never seen a vein that large in your head.
Damn, man. It's like I'm having to do quadratic equations. Okay. All right.
Mr. Emerson, if a train leaves Portland.
Christ almighty. All right. All right.
Stop laughing.
All right, here we go. All right, Jesse, please now we'll do five of these. Dennis and I will buzz in. This is how we'll do it, the way we always do. We'll buzz in with our names. At the end, do you have five questions?
Yeah, I got like 10.
All right, excellent. At the end of the five questions, if Dennis has a triumph, Ted, Jesse, you will win something. You win the new Onion book. If I have triumph, you will win nothing, and you will wear ribbons of shame. Okay?
And you guys are even from yesterday. You both got one.
Well, that's right. Yesterday was sort of a dry run, and we did end at a draw. So, all right. Fire when ready, Jesse.
Okay, so Nissan used to be what motor company?
Dennis. Dawson.
Point for Dennis.
I let you get that one. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay, in Kill Bill Volume 2, what type of car does Bill drive when he goes to see Michael Madsen's character?
Dennis. I want to see Firebird.
No.
Rick.
Yes.
Is it a Cobra?
No. The Pantera.
I don't even know if that's a car.
Oh, yes, the Pantera.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. All right.
Nobody got... Okay, the same car, the Pantera, who built the engine for that?
Dennis.
What?
Ford.
There you go. Point for Dennis.
You know, the thing is, I don't even know if these answers are right. You guys could be rigging this. You could be throwing it.
They put 351 Clevelands.
Yeah.
Versus 351 Modifieds or 351 Windsors. You got that, Rick?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Are you writing this down, Rick?
Yeah, I'm making a mental note of it.
Okay, NASCAR legend Richard Petty, what's his nickname? Dennis, you don't have it?
I know that he wears, like, the cowboy hat with the snake thing on it.
I can't think of, it totally escapes me. I'm thinking of the Intimidator. I can think, you know.
Humpy.
King Richard.
Not what?
King Richard.
King Richard.
He's the king.
The worst contest ever.
I should be slapped for that.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
What's the score?
I don't know. It's like 2-0.
Okay.
It's 3-1. That's 2-0. Yeah.
Right, moving on. What's the next question?
All right. What was America's first motorcycle company?
Rick. Indian.
Good job, Rick.
Yeah. All right. One more. I got a chance to tie it up if I get this next one.
That is true. What was the first production vehicle for Ford Motor Company?
Dennis, the Model A.
Wrong.
Ah, Sherrod, you are. Rick, the Model T.
You can't do that. I just gave the answer away.
Oh.
And what do we got here?
All right. I believe that's Dennis. I believe Dennis was the victor.
Is he the victor?
Yeah.
You know what I like? A sudden death?
Oh, fine. Okay. Like I'm going to win. All right, let's do the sudden death.
I can't believe I missed the questions. I don't know, man. Model Ts, they have like 12 horsepower. Like I give, you know, anything about that.
All right, let's do one more.
All right, so John DeLorean worked for what major motor company before starting the company?
Well, he worked for Ford.
Ford.
Fine. All right. Mr. Smart Guy, Mr. Smarty Man, Mr. All right.
Rick, how many times did Han Solo... No, that would be an Aaron Geek in this...
No, it's fine. We all got to be good at something. All right. Jesse, who is Ted?
Yes.
All right, sir, you want a copy of the new Onion book, Destined for Destiny, the pseudo-autobiography of George W. Bush. I'm going to put you on hold. Scotty will take your information, and you got to wait till next week, I think, to pick that up because everything's all closed up and whatnot.
Okay, then.
Thank you, Ted, Jesse. All right, there you go. Jesse with the auto questions.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling in and leveling the playing field. It really did. The problem is, see, the thing is, it just got to be, I think, probably tedious for everybody. What with my relentless victory and mopping of the floor with all contestants and all comers.
And see, I was
defeating all who opposed me with a callous, yes?
It was more the way that you made all of us feel, so that's kind of why you're brushing that over. Because really what it is you finally found out what it's like to be a loser.
Sorry, it is true.
Hi, I'm a trivia loser, first timer. It's kind of like breaking.
And you have to remember, you competed against people like Scotty J.
Yeah, no, that is...
Ow!
Winning the Special Olympics.
I guess that seat just pretty much precludes you to being able to just slap Scotty around verbally.
That's what. That's one of the things that comes with that chair.
I say it with love. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
The look on your face says otherwise.
Now feed my meter.
Come on.
All right. All right. Are you sticking right or taking off?
I gotta go.
All right.
I appreciate letting me come in. I hope that the gentleman reads the Onion book. I do enjoy those little tidbits.
And Jesse, thank you, sir. And he's fun. Okay. All right.
You got to read that before the end of the day, though.
Fuel show this weekend. What's up with that?
The fuel show this weekend, we are going to have Aaron Geek in the City and Scott Daly. Myself, Kirk, Matt, and Ian, all in this very small room. Six sweaty, smelly, didn't take a shower in the morning guys doing car stuff. We'll be reviewing automobiles and all the things automotive that you can catch 9 to 11.
Website is thefuelshow.com, and it is Saturday 9 to 11 right here. Excellent. Dennis Spitzenberger from PDX, autoclick.com.
Thank you so much for letting me come by once again. It's basically because, well, our boss is out of town, so I had nothing better to do.
Are you up for poker this weekend? Did you figure that out?
Yeah, I'm still not out. The verbiage isn't out. I think I'm going to be able to go Saturday night. I think it's going to be fair.
You're just waiting on permission from your wife, aren't you?
No, my wife wants to come because she knows that I'm just going to take everybody's money again.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Mr. Big Talker. All right, excellent. Dennis Spitzenberger, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Let's see. What have I got here? Let's get this call. Then we got one more break?
Yes.
Let's do this call. Then we'll break, and we'll come back with Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Jamie, hello.
Hello, Rick. What's up? Dude, I have a correction for you.
Yes.
Mexican food.
Yeah.
Menudo is not is actually stomach. The tripe is the small or big intestine.
And so, is it just the intestine, like on a plate, or is it like in a stew or something?
No, tripe can be served in several different ways. I personally eat it in tacos.
Really? Now, let me ask you this. And again, everybody's got something that they like that is a little mystifying. Now, is this a thing that you really honestly like, or is it a thing that you just got acclimated to eating growing up or something? I mean, is it like if you'd never had it and I served it to you now, do you think you'd like it?
I probably wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, see, that's I wonder, see, because, you know, I get people who are like, no, you got to try it, you got to like it. And I wonder if it's, you know, I'm just a 33-year-old guy. I wonder if it's too late for me to begin enjoying any of those foods. I think I may have missed the window on all of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, anyway, it's really good. You should try it.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll do it. Well, you know, my wife and I go to San Diego a couple times a year, and they got, you know, some pretty decent Mexican food there, so maybe I'll try it there.
Well, first off, you have to make sure that it's completely cleaned or else you're just going to be eating...
poo?
Species, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, in your taco or wherever you eat it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking us out on the high note. Yeah, I appreciate that. There you go. A little hint of sophistication. Thank you.
That's, nothing but class.
That's what this program is all about. All right, let me, let's see. I got to make sure I play the Week in Geek here, otherwise Aaron's going to shoot me. Hold on. This is the gripping portion of the radio show where I try to find this on the air. All right, I'm going to take us out with Week in Geek here. Back in a moment with Tim Riley. Don't go anywhere.
And now, the Rick Emerson Show presents The Week in Geek.
How's it going, you Zarkin fruits? This is Aaron Duran of GeekInTheCity.com, who is still recovering from the Oricon weekend and the debauchery that was the Film Fever Radio Drunken Commentary, which will be available on Thursday, November 23rd, exactly 5 p.m. Ding! Anyway, here it is, the Week in Geek. Rumors have reached the Geek Tower from a very credible source that at WinterCon 2006 in December, Wizards of the Coast will be announcing the release of Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition in late 2007, as if they haven't taken enough of our money already. This new 4th edition of D&D is supposed to place even more emphasis on miniature combat and those little stupid cards, because nobody likes graph paper and pencils anymore. Damn you, Wizards of the Coast. Damn you to your greedy little hearts. And finally this week at the Clinton Street Theater on Monday, November 20th through Wednesday, November 22nd, the Clinton Street Theater will be showing the Robot double feature. For a mere $6, you can see GoBots the movie, Battle of the Rock Lords, which sucks major ass, and then you can watch Transformers the movie, the greatest commercial about cars that turn into robots in 90 minutes of all time. You can find out more at ClintonStreetTheater.com. I'm Aaron Duran of GeekInTheCity.com reminding you... I'm so lame.
The Week in Geek. Only from the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. It is Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Don't forget, we'll be here tomorrow live, as we always are when we're not unemployed, making meat cake and corn tomorrow. Here's the other thing, is I got to hit the stores tonight because I'm not going to uncork my whole Thanksgiving rant again, but I'm just not into Thanksgiving, and, you know.
Why would that be?
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm curious and want to know.
I really can't.
As many other listeners are.
I really can't tell if you're screwing with me or not. I'm not going to talk about it.
General inquiry.
Doesn't matter. I'm just not. Well, here's the thing, though, and I don't, you know, and Lara's gone. She's in Provo, living the high life, as they do there, drinking 3.0 beer when her parents aren't looking. And hope they're not listening. Hello. I'm not going to be doing like the Thanksgiving. I'm not going to be sitting around the house like eating roast beef or whatever. But the problem is, and I forget about this every year. Every year, Thanksgiving comes, we come here, we do the show, everybody gets plastered, and then we all go home. And then I go home and I realize there's no food, and then I discover everything is closed. And you would imagine that Safeway would stay open on Thanksgiving, because there's some guy like, oh, wait, no, I forgot to buy a bottle of whatever, and I forgot to buy some dipping crap, or I forgot to buy a thing that goes inside a thing that I cook, or whatever. But no, Safeway's always closed by like 3 p.m. And so by the time I get off to work on Thanksgiving, there is never anything open, and there's never anything at the house because I'm a guy and I never think to buy anything in advance. And then I can't tell you how many Thanksgivings I've done the radio show, and then I am going to 7-Eleven and buying like some of those weird pizza things. Or like, what is that twisty hot dog thing that they sell? And then there I am sitting at Safeway eating some Funyuns and a Big Gulp on Thanksgiving. That'll kill your spirit.
You're going to die like Elvis.
I saw a sign on the Safeway at...
Thank you, Tim. Thank you for that exciting window into my future. You will die on the toilet, smothering in shag carpet.
The Safeway at 39th and Powell's open this year.
You mean the one right by the Swingers Club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely bit of our city, though.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I've talked about it. I always try to get people to use that Safeway as a landmark for where I live, because I live in that area, and I was like, yeah, by the Safeway, and they go, oh, yeah, by the wine-swapping place.
Yeah, they asked me. I'm like, oh, by the Swingers Club.
Thank you. So there you go. So that'll be me. So no matter what you're doing tomorrow, realize that I'll be standing at like an AM PM Mart eating like one of those like plastic tubs full of nachos.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, it's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, you can thank your lucky stars you don't live in L.A. and have to go to LAX this afternoon, because the freeway, which is known as the San Diego Freeway, southbound on the way there, is closed because a truck overturned carrying 20 drums of hazardous chemicals.
Bam.
And the cleanup will continue past 3 o'clock. People are just sitting there.
Oh man.
The liquid in the 55-gallon drums is described as corrosive and flammable. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, fun.
Happy holidays, everyone. God bless all of us.
As the road melts away. Well,
I mean, the thing is, as bad as that road typically is, I can't even imagine how bad that road is on the day before Thanksgiving. The traffic there was probably 3 times as bad as it normally is anyway, and it's already like the worst traffic on Earth. It's the worst traffic outside of San Francisco, and now the road is just closed. Oh, man, I bet Rupe is just sitting in that traffic right now just with a gun to his head. By the way, Tim Riley handed me this from eBay. Again, God, I wish I had a spare $1,800. A guy is selling If I Did It, O.J. Simpson's confession book. And he says, this book has been recalled. We'll never hit the shelves. It's pretty simple. If you want to be the high bidder, don't email me and ask where I got it. Don't ask me to end the auction early. Spare your nasty comments. I don't care. I only have one book. I will sell it to the highest bidder. And then he includes a bunch of photographs of the front of the book, the back of the book, the spine, the front page. Right here. And he has He took it with a digital camera that date stamps it so you can tell it's real. $1,800, the current bid for this O.J. Simpson book. I would totally buy it if I had the money. Put it right next to my John Wayne Gacy art.
What could be more American?
Really? No, it's true. And I'm unashamed. I won't apologize. I don't care. I don't care what anybody thinks of me. Put it right next to my Ed Gein grave rubbing. You know what I mean? So, look, some guys golf, some guys collect matchbooks.
That's true.
Here's Tim Riley.
Okay, so let's go back to A here and reload because we have many fascinating things to talk about in a short period of time.
Reload with the whole thing. With the, all right.
It has to be asked, what would Thanksgiving be without Richard Simmons around? He says the average American will gain 5 to 7 pounds this weekend.
Thanksgiving isn't just one day. It started today with people cooking and nibbling. You have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe Monday for the leftovers.
Cooking and nibbling and rubbing each other with peanut oil.
Every time I hear him talk, I just imagine him jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm. And always in those, like, dolphin shorts. Those, like, satiny shorts that, like, give you the big upskirt shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's more than anybody wants to see.
Really, it's true.
You got to try to keep somewhat active, says Mr. Simmons.
You should plan to exercise 30 to 50 minutes every single day to burn those calories.
Sure.
And tomorrow, have a light breakfast, have a light lunch, and then for dinner... Have your dinner and enjoy it.
Am I hearing disco music playing in the background?
Well, it automatically comes with him.
Like you open up the box.
He walks along with a little vibe of... It's like some guys have a bad body odor that accompanies him. He just comes along with a disco bed playing underneath. Let's hear that one more time.
You should plan to exercise 30 to 50 minutes every single day to burn those calories. And tomorrow, have a light breakfast, have a light lunch, and then for dinner... Have your dinner and enjoy it.
Fantastic. What a buzzkill. You know, seriously, I'm going to eat tomorrow. I'm not going to exercise at all tomorrow. I'm not going to exercise. I'm not going to eat well. I'm not going to count my calories. I'm not going to do any work that I don't have to do. So shut your head.
Well, let's talk about the holiday blues quickly. Dr. Scott Meat says, keep in mind, too much holiday cheer can have the opposite effect.
Chemically, alcohol is a central nervous system depressant.
Dr. Meat.
And it actually... can accelerate and establish depression. Right. Many times
it's been too long since you've been to see Dr. Meat.
They're tipsy. But at the end of the day, alcohol is a depressant.
Not even listening.
We know, of course, that physicians every day in America prescribe antidepressants. Alcohol is a depressant.
Honey, Dr. Meat's paying a house call tonight, so get ready. Good
God. Sounds like the title of a bad porn.
I want to form a band, and that's going to be my name, is Dr. Meat. I'm Dr. Meat.
That should work.
Seriously, I am all over that. All right.
Well, I'm sure we remember from last year's Macy's Thanksgiving Parade when Sarah and Mary Chamberlain were hit by pieces of a light post that broke loose and came crashing down after the M&M float hit the lamp. Well, Sarah Chamberlain says, despite last year's incident, she's excited to attend because she's been given front row seats for it to happen again.
I'm feeling excited because...
She sounds excited.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
She spoke with Dr. Meeks.
She spent a lot.
Is that why she's excited?
Yes, she
spent a lot of time being examined by Dr. Meat.
Oh no,
Dr. Meat. Oh, that's so great. I mean, really, if that was your name, why would you ever change that? Oh, God bless him. All right, and do you have an exciting human interest story to share with?
No, I have nothing more to share with anyone. I think I've shared enough.
Once you've shared Dr. Meat, really, where else is there to go? You plateaued. All right, so tomorrow, speaking of Dr. Meat, tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, we will be here live on Thanksgiving, as we always are. While everybody else is shoveling so-called best-ofs and TD's tepid reruns, we will be here creating live programming. Clyde Lewis will be here. Aaron Geek in the City Duran will be here. And we will be making meat cake, corn. I'm thinking about making a pecan pie, or some of you say pecan. I'm thinking about making a pecan pie, but I'm not entirely sure about that. What? You're wrinkling up your nose. What are you going to bring?
I'm still thinking of the burger cake.
Yeah, burger cake. Don't knock it, sister. Are you a vegan or something?
No, I'm not vegan. I'm vegetarian.
That's close.
Seriously, I'm outnumbered here. Aaron and I are going to have to just eat big sticks of margarine to keep up, balance you guys out. All right, you really are a vegetarian?
Yes.
Good for you. Would you eat corn? I mean, is it a health thing? Is it a taste thing? Or is it like a nutcase animal rights thing? No offense.
She doesn't want to eat the Lord's creatures.
It's not a health thing.
You just don't like to eat things with a face? Is that
I watched the Faces of Death thing. And it's
as a kid?
Well, about 4.5 years ago is when the whole thing started.
Is it the one with the monkey?
Oh, God.
I'll take it as a yes.
This sounds like a session with Dr. Meat.
Yes, seriously. Kristen, you need more sessions with Dr. Meat to get over your problem. Okay. Well, the meat doctor is in. Okay. Anywho, well, this has gotten all awkward, hasn't it?
That's all right.
All right. Well, tomorrow, where's my do I have my booby doctor sound effect? Wait.
The booby doctor is in.
Fantastic. Okay, so why are all these people calling me?
It's a talk show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, there's people listening.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize. All right, well, tomorrow we will be cooking something rather. Now I got to go back and recalibrate the whole thing to figure out what it is we're going to meet. And Tim is gone. I just looked over and he's gone.
Bye, Tim.
Bye, Tim. See ya. I just looked over and and like that, he's gone.
So what should I bring tomorrow?
Well, now I don't know. Well, I wish you'd brought this up like an hour ago. We've got like 2 minutes left.
I'm sorry.
I don't believe you. I don't think you are sorry.
Okay.
I'm just screwing with you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find my. What the hell is it? Here we go. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
The postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Our good friend, Mailman Chris. Hello, sir.
Can I just go by Dr. Meat from now on?
Let's all be Dr. Meat from now on.
Dr. Meat, that is. I wonder if Dr. Meat gives prostate exams.
Thank you. I wonder if DrMeat.com is taken. It will be as soon as I say this. If it's not, it has been. All right.
Yeah, you could be like, the Muppets had Dr. Teeth and the Electric
Teeth.
Mayhem.
Yeah.
You could all band together and create a nation of meat.
Okay.
That's it. Dr. Meat and the nation of meat.
Anywho.
I was wondering, I think if someone backed Stellar Blade, it would make the worst sound ever, but since we didn't get to either of those stories, I don't know.
I know. I also didn't get to the Inquirer.
You didn't tease that, so.
Oh, okay.
You got
so,
to Sarah's Hooch, which sounds horrible.
So to speak.
Jim Roop and McCarthy and the Britney story, so.
So how many push-ups am I adding today?
That'll be 62.
62, man.
We'll have to make you do some tomorrow to work off some of that.
Yeah, let's get to do it. Work those off Simmons style. So, all right. All right, and are you going to be calling in at 11 tomorrow, or are you just going to be doing the 2 o'clock thing?
No, I'll let Eric call in at 11. I'll call in at the afternoon.
Excellent. Fantastic.
And you're doing the whole show tomorrow, right?
We're not sissies. We do the heavy lifting here.
It's Christmas that you do the
Christmas we're going to be probably pre-taping and doing like partially live, partially taped. That's kind of how we typically do that.
But you will be there live and local for 4 hours tomorrow.
It's what we do.
Everybody has no excuse why they shouldn't be listening.
It's exactly, especially if everybody's off tomorrow. So, all right.
Absolutely, they should be at home with the big radio gathered around the family.
Family's overrated. It's really this program that binds us all together.
Well, and you have so many family-friendly stories.
It is true. We are for the children. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good night.
You as well, my friend.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. There you go. That's Mailman Chris. All right. I didn't mean to be snappy earlier. Here's the thing. So we are bringing corn and meat. The thing is, we're going to have the meat cake, and now there's not going to be anybody to eat it. It's just going to be me and Scotty. And so forth. And so we'll have to... Tim Riley's returned.
Yes.
Hi, Tim.
Hi. How are you?
And...
No, I just remember, this place is empty.
Oh, no, the building is deserted.
And the front door is, like, wide open. Everyone, come right in.
let's see here. Chris, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick. I was going to say, if you're looking for a place to grab some dinner tomorrow, my father's place on MLK is open all day.
Oh, boy, that's the greatest restaurant in the history of the world.
Fabulous bar.
I'm telling you right now, because they're closing the Rose and Raindrop across the street and making it into a godless, soulless bank. If they ever try to do that to my father's place, I will chain myself to the front and refuse to leave. I will lie in front of the bulldozer myself if they ever try to close
my
father's place.
I'd help you organize all of that.
Over my dead body. They'll have to kill me to close that place. So they're going to be open?
You can say hi to Linda, the owner. She'll actually be working tomorrow. So.
Linda, is she the blonde?
Yep.
Yep, see? Tell me I don't know my Portland. Yeah, Linda's cool. I dig her. And they used to have... I can say it now because she doesn't work there any longer, so it's no longer awkward. They used to have the hottest waitress there. And by hot, I mean kind of crazy looking. Sort of had enough tattoos that you got the idea that there was probably a 50% chance she'd knife you in your sleep. And that's kind of sexy. So, yeah, they got the... It's a great place. I love that place. Excellent. So they're open. I'll head there. Cool.
Yes, they're open all holidays.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
That's Chris. And finally... Yet another Jesse. Jesse, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Yeah, it's Jesse the Schwan's guy. Just telling you that we are still delivering pecan pies this evening.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
I haven't had Schwan's for a long time. I think I had Schwan's for a while when we were growing up.
I see them weekly. every week they'd come down the street.
Yeah, with the big, like the yellow truck and the hey hey. So you guys are, I didn't even think that was a thing that still existed, but the...
Absolutely. 54 years and still working. We're the largest frozen food supplier on the internet.
Fantastic. It's good to have pride in what one does for a living.
Yeah, well, you know, pride, sure, but...
All right, thank you.
Tough wrap.
Thank you. Pecan pie, or pecan, rather, is still being delivered. Excellent.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend. All right, there you go. That's Jesse the Schwanz guy. All right. So here's the thing. So we got meat cake, which is coming tomorrow. Scotty, you're not some, you're not a vegan, vegetarian, whatever thing.
He's in the suburbs.
You live in the suburbs. You eat all kinds
of American steak and potatoes.
Seriously, I mean, what if...
I can bring the booze.
I was going to say, from the suburbs, he'll probably just bring his own Olive Garden with him or something. so... Well, you big dinner party at your house. This is your family now, Scotty. Okay, we'll have meat cake, we'll have corn. I think there's still a bunch of beer in that fridge down there. A bunch of Sessions Lager down there, I think.
There's like three.
All right. Three, really?
But it looks like.
Well, all right, then. Okay. We're developing
it's not
a slow...
like we're working at Fisher anymore.
That's true. Developing a slow beer leak in the studio.
There'll be kegs in the lobby.
Do you remember Fisher? I just had that... And at Entercom, too, you looked above my desk, and we had like dozens of bottles of hard liquor that were just in the studio with us all the time. That was a golden era.
I think we just missed paths at Entercom. I left, and then you came.
We were actually the reason. There was a memo that went out at Entercom about not having any hard liquor in the studio, and that was actually because of us. I take a little
really?
Bit. But it was like 9 a.m., and everybody who came to visit us on the show at 9 a.m. would just get drunk. And so at like 10 a.m., everybody would be staggering out of our studio just reeking of gin. All right, well, there you go. And so as Eddie Izzard says, I'd like to end the program with sort of a, kind of a feeling. So there you go, mission accomplished. It's 503-733-2970. Make a note, we're back tomorrow at 11 a.m. for our Thanksgiving program. Join us, please, won't you? Like us next, Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11, 70 Miller tomorrow at 6. We'll be here at 11. Rick Emerson Show produced today by Christian Bowie for Sarah X. Dillon, who is in Madison, Wisconsin, in an unheated country farmhouse. Tim Riley at the news desk, Scotty J at the PA, the manager of the Rick Emerson office east is Dave Zinn. As always, thank you for listening, my friends. See you tomorrow. Don't let the bastards grind you down and so forth. Like us next. See you tomorrow. Bye. Shabbat.